I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. Yesterday, they officially launched its first Making Groceries mobile market location in Orleans Parish, and he's here to tell us about it. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. We are absolutely pumped to be in Orleans Parish with the Making Groceries mobile market.
So tell us, for the benefit of the listening audience, how this works. What is it about?
So the Making Groceries mobile market is actually a grocery store on wheels. It is a trailer pulled by a large pickup truck. It is 34 foot long. People walk into the side of it and they can buy fruits, vegetables, dairy, protein, and other pantry staples. And then they walk out the back and they buy their groceries. These groceries are for sale, and we are putting these for sale in communities where there isn't a grocery store. One third of our service area in South Louisiana is a food desert. One of those food deserts is in the lower Ninth Ward, and so that's why we were at the Sanchez Center at 1616 Fats Domino Avenue on the corner of Fats Domino and Claiborne with the mobile market. There were a lot of people who were absolutely thrilled about it. All of these people have money to spend on groceries. They just can't get to a grocery store. I spoke to one lady who said, I got to take a bus to either Chalmette or Chatoulas or even in Mid-City to go to a grocery store. And then she has to wait for the bus to come back. The way the transportation works for her is that if she goes to Chalmette, which is just 15 minutes away, she's got to wait for 2 hours for the bus to come back. And so I don't know about you, but I don't want to be waiting around 2 hours for transportation to get me back home. So,
well, certainly not in 95 degree heat.
You know it. You know it.
It's freaking hot out there, man.
It is. You're absolutely right. And so this is what this is for. We actually buy these groceries. You know, a lot of food we get is donated to us, and we actually put that through our pantries, and that food is available for partners and neighbors to come and get who are dealing with food insecurity and don't have the money to buy food. But this program, we buy the food wholesale, and then we sell it almost at cost to people who are live in places like the Ninth Ward or other places where there are food deserts. We actually have a mobile market on a weekly basis in Avondale and Kennedy Heights, too.
So how is this going to ultimately work for you guys? So this is one trailer, and you will be in a different location every day and then repeat that the following week?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, the mobile market, the Making Groceries mobile market, we have a trailer out in the Acadiana, southwest Louisiana portions of our service area. And that mobile market has been operating since 2021. It goes in various parts of Acadiana, and then I think it stops in Lake Charles one Saturday a month. The way this mobile market is working is we stop at the James C. Simmons Center in Kennedy Heights on, I think, every Thursday. But at the Sanchez Center in the Lower Ninth Ward, it's going to be there on the first and third Wednesday from 9:30 to 11:30 every month. And, you know, we couldn't be getting this going without the NFL Foundation. This was funded through their Inspire Change initiative. We had a big to-do down at the Sanchez Center the week before the Super Bowl, and we featured the mobile market, and there were a lot of people who were thrilled to be there. But now we're just happy to have it going on a regular basis.
No, that's huge. So, I mean, are y'all going to spend at least a day? So how is this going to work? So you articulated 2 days, but how much area can you cover with one trailer?
What we're doing right now is we're stopping in Canada. There are two places in Jefferson Parish where we're stopping. We're stopping on a Tuesday, and we're stopping on a Thursday in Jefferson Parish. And we are now stopping every Tuesday and every Thursday in Jefferson Parish. But we're stopping on the first and the third Wednesday in Orleans Parish in the Lower Ninth Ward. And we are looking to get additional locations. Some of this has to do with permitting because, you know, this is a pretty new concept. And so, mm-hmm. We have to get permits for this.
Hopefully the city's not going to be a problem, and hopefully Jefferson's not going to be a problem because, I mean, it's an incredible service. I mean, you know, we went through all those years where we had all the KBs and, the CVSs, the Walgreens and this on every corner. But we also had the studies that showed they were paying somewhere between 45 to 50% more for groceries than they would at a local grocery store, but there aren't any, right?
Your
dollar wasn't going as far. Now you have an opportunity with the approach that y'all are taking where your dollar is going to go further than it has ever gone in the history of your life, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, the Lower Ninth Ward hasn't had a grocery store since before Katrina. And so while, city leaders work that out and try to get a permanent grocery store there, we're coming in to help out, to provide food for sale. We also are going to be having the mobile market at the Ochsner in the main campus on the 24th of June from 9:30 to 11:30. That's on Tuesday. So we're excited about that as well.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, if there's somebody that has a location that they think is going to work for your benefit, I guess this has to be a cooperative effort where you're parking this trailer. A lot of times it's probably on private property and things of that nature. They would call your organization Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those who want to learn more about the Second Harvest or about the mobile market, they can go to our website where it's no-hunger.org/mobile-market, and they can learn all about it. And, we're just excited that we have this trailer, and, it's in bright colors. There are all kinds of, it's wrapped with graphics of fruits and vegetables, and so it's really easy to spot. Even the truck that pulls it is wrapped with fruits and vegetables. And so we are looking forward to having it at more locations. Again, we are going to be at the Ochsner main campus on Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30. That's June 24th. And so we're going to continue to keep it going.
And if you would mention a list of items, you can get milk and eggs, I guess,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Dairy products, vegetables, fruits, canned
absolutely.
Items.
We have fruits and vegetables, milk, eggs, protein, like we had chicken there, as well as hamburger meat. But we also had pantry staples as well, dry beans, canned vegetables, and rice as well. So it really serves. What we're looking to do is we're not looking to replace a standalone grocery store, because nothing's going to replace that. But, you know, for people who live in places, again, like the Lower Ninth Ward, who don't have access to a grocery store, or again, in the Kennedy Heights area in Avondale, where they don't have a grocery store, you know, that area, there used to be a Winn-Dixie there, and then there was an independent grocer there. And I think plans are to ultimately open up an Ideal Market, but still there's nothing there. We're coming in and we're offering this food for sale so people can come and buy it, particularly for those people who don't have the transportation to get themselves to a grocery store that's far away. Because again, our 23 parish service area, a third of it is defined by the USDA as a food desert. And so they can't get to a grocery store, a good grocery store.
Yep. We've got to get to a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the trials and tribulations of the food bank as it relates to the USDA support. When we return, we're visiting with John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with
us. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. John, I was listening to the interview with you and Tommy Tucker the other day. And I wanted to bring this topic up because I think the public doesn't clearly understand the manner in which the USDA is providing food product to these food banks across the country. In my view, I think it's far too complex than what it needs to be. It's a conglomeration of about four, maybe five different programs that have to operate hand in glove with one another. They all have a different mission, but if they don't align, we have these disruptions. And my wife's family happened to own and operate where you guys are today. In fact, we were the ones that sold you that facility. We used to store product for the federal government for a long time, and we saw the ebb and flow and the change in the amount of inventory that they were willing to give in some years, and in other years, 60, sometimes 70% less. It was very volatile. And so I just wanted the public to understand, because I think what you know, some folks are saying is, well, that is a typical, you know, Republicans trying to hurt food banks. That's not necessarily the case. And I know as it relates to the spend on dairy products, eggs, and blueberries, you can't, for weeks now, you have not had a real difficult time finding a blueberry in a grocery store. There's a shortage. Same with eggs and same with some of the dairy products. I don't know if there's a connection, but I suspect there is.
Well, I can't comment on that. What I can do is I can share some facts, okay? Since January and all the way through so far this month, we have been receiving about 32% less food in terms of poundage than we did last year. That is, last year we received 321 truckloads. This year, during that same period, we received 210 truckloads. Now, this is a program that the USDA runs. It's called the Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP for short. Mm-hmm. And we have seen a significant drop off at that. And the reason why this is important is because in fiscal year 24, which ended last June, the USDA provided 40%, or the equivalent of 15 million meals that Second Harvest distributed in 24. And so that's the importance of the USDA. And it's important to not only Second Harvest, but food banks across the nation. So what we've done is we tapped into board-approved emergency reserves in order to supplement the previously allocated funds for food purchases so we could effectively serve all 23 parishes. We're also investing in food sourcing staff, trucks, and partner infrastructure with a grant that we got from Feeding America. But it's only going to partially offset the cut. And we don't really see these policies changing anytime soon. So, you know, it'll continue to negatively impact our food supply for the foreseeable future. So at minimum, we see these changes translating into an annualized impact of about 4.5 million pounds on an annual basis. January through June, by comparison, we saw a 2.2 million pound hit. So it's probably going to be along the lines of 4.5 million pounds hitting. And so as a result, you know, you see our trucks going all over the city as well as throughout Southeast Louisiana. But the trucks are delivered to pantries because the way we get food to people dealing with food insecurity is we partner with pantries like, you mm-hmm. know, Troy Duhon's Giving Hope. And they deliver food to pantries and other meal programs in the communities of South Louisiana. Those trucks are not as full as they once were. And so that means that children, families, and seniors experiencing food insecurity in these communities won't have the food they need to thrive. And so in response, what we're doing, we're looking to the community to either donate money, donate food, or even come and volunteer at Second Harvest. All you got to do is go to no-hunger.org.
I think part of the issue is because I made some inquiries about this and did some additional research. The Biden administration had supplemented with emergency funding an additional $2.5 billion between 2022 and 2024. Uh-huh. And I think what's happening is the USDA funding, now that a lot of this has somewhat run out and then they froze some of these programs trying to figure out where all the money went is kind of this dilemma that everybody's caught in at the present time. And it's going to be interesting to see what the outcome is going to be. I've seen this happen before, right? And I think most people have, especially when you have a change in administration. But it was that supplemental funding that allowed, you know, a lot of that to happen because all of the food banks experienced incredible shortages in the aftermath of COVID, and they weren't able to fill their shelves appropriately at that point in time. So it may be a hiccup. I don't know. I think everybody needs to get more information on this, but these anomalies are not something out of the ordinary. But I think in the end, our community needs to stand up, and our community needs to finance these things. It is truly our obligation. This is our home. These are our people, you know, and we need to treat it in that fashion. That's why I've donated money, you know, and I will continue to donate money.
Well, thank you. I mean, the other number that I'm going to share with you is 436,000. That's up from 407,000. Last year. That's the number of people who experience food insecurity in South Louisiana.
John, I apologize. I got to get to a hard break. I'm sorry. Right. We'll get you back to talk about this. And thank you for joining us. John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.